News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, we've been talking about the January 6th events last year, not an insurrection, a riot potentially, yes, but good Lord, it's been the gift that Democrats want to keep on giving the entire time. So going to the phones right now, I went ahead and set aside some of the research I had done for an opportunity to speak to someone who can speak to it directly, and that is our own Congressman Mo Brooks, who is a member of our seven-member delegation to the U.S. House. He is also now running for the U.S. Senate in the wake of the pending retirement of Senator Richard Shelby. So we're glad to have him on the phone right now. Congressman, thanks for coming on Right Side Radio today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Phil. How about yourself?
I'm good, sir. Thank you. And I guess this is the day that Democrats have been waiting for avidly, like even more than Christmas. They could not wait to get to January 6th again, apparently.
Well, they're trying to divert public attention from all of the failures of the Biden administration and their conduct in the House and the Senate. By way of example, they're still surprised that the public is upset that they would want to give amnesty to over 6 million illegal aliens, legislation that has passed the House that is pending in the Senate. They're still surprised that the public understands that a man who pretends to be a woman is not suddenly transmorphed into a woman. He's still a man who's pretending to be a woman. And that's just debacle after debacle. You've seen it with inflation. You've seen it with the price of gasoline going up by more than a dollar. Anyways, they're trying to use this as a distraction to get the people to focus on other things rather than their abysmal record.
Well, I completely agree, and I've said several times on this show, the phrase that I keep coining here is that Joe Biden has had the luxury of 40 years of rhetoric without responsibility, and now we're quickly finding out he's never led anything in his whole life. So this morning, Congressman, they chose right at the rush hour drive for the president and vice president to do a national address in which the vice president likened January 6th of last year to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Your thoughts on that?
That does a tremendous disservice to the victims of Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Keeping in mind that at Pearl Harbor, we had, I forget the number, but it's well over 1,000, maybe 2,000 of our military personnel, primarily Navy personnel, who were killed in a surprise bombing attack that in turn caused World War II and the loss of hundreds of thousands of American lives. And then with 9/11, similarly, we had roughly 2,000, a little bit more, a little bit less. I apologize for not remembering the exact number who were killed in a surprise attack by Islamic terrorists that in turn resulted in ground wars in Iraq and Afghanistan that lasted roughly two decades. To compare what happened January 6th at the United States Capitol to either one of those tells you how desperate the socialist Democrats are to divert public attention from their bad record.
I tell you, and I appreciate that, and I agree. And you being a lawyer yourself, I don't know if you had a chance to hear it, but I did my opening monologue today on the fact that there is a legal disparity here in the pundits continually using the word insurrection, because insurrection is a legal term. You have to actually be charged with insurrection. You can't just claim insurrection. And that is, in fact, my understanding is none of the people who have been arrested and charged in the wake of January 6th events have been charged under the Insurrection Act.
Over 700 people have been arrested to date, and my recollection is consistent with yours. None have been charged with insurrection. None have been charged with treason. But that doesn't stop the socialist Democrats and the fake news media from claiming an insurrection took place when the Biden Justice Department has charged no one with either of those two crimes.
Yeah, it boggles the mind, but you know, never let the facts get in the way of a good story, I guess. But let me ask you this, Congressman.
Politics and propaganda and affecting public opinion.
Well, there you go. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. But let me ask you this. So you are right now embroiled in legal action yourself, dealing with claims made against you in the wake of the January 6th event. And you've said recently you hope they take your testimony in public because it needs to be open and transparent. What's the latest on that? And tell us where we are.
Well, there's two different matters. One is the lawsuit by Eric Swalwell that has zero evidence supporting Eric Swalwell's claim. And I think you're going to see ultimately that we will easily prevail in that litigation. The second thing is the Pelosi Witch Hunt Committee, which the news media likes to embellish by calling it the January 6th Select Committee. But it's the Witch Hunt Committee, as evidenced by Nancy Pelosi refusing to accept any of the Republican Party's nominees for that committee. That has never happened before in the history of the United States House of Representatives, where a minority party submittal to a committee, or they were all rejected. Okay, the only two we have on there now are what the conference chair, Kevin McCarthy, calls Pelosi Republicans. One who would have been beaten so badly in the elections, he decided not to run. That's Adam Kinzinger. And the other, Liz Cheney in Wyoming. Well, the Wyoming Republican Party has denounced her and said that they don't consider her to be a Republican. So that gives you an idea of where that all stands. But the Witch Hunt Committee has not sought any information from me. That, to my knowledge, have not subpoenaed any documents related to me and have not asked me to testify. But if they do, I hope they'll do it publicly. I don't understand what they have to hide. Why do they insist on doing these things in secret? Let the public see all of the testimony of all of the witnesses so that the public can evaluate who's telling the truth and who is not. And you can't do that if all you get are bits and pieces leaked by the Witch Hunt Committee.
No, and that's exactly right. And that's what we've seen so far is leaks. For instance, for those who are not familiar, speaking to the audience here, leaked text messages that came, like, for instance, one with Sean Hannity, who was literally just saying something that should be said, which was, hey, tell the president, get this under control as best he can. So, something to that effect, I'm paraphrasing. But nonetheless, they want to make the most out of it. Really, what was an attempt to do was try to embarrass Sean Hannity. And I look at that and think, this is unconscionable. When have you ever seen this much in the way of defamatory leakage? And yet, every time they do, it seems to also flip back on them. It doesn't really work. But it's their still continued attempt to try and move the ball forward.
Well, these are the same people who did the Russian collusion hoax on America. That's right. For 2 years. The same people who, in secrecy, tried to fabricate out of thin air impeachment charges against Donald Trump, both of which failed in the United States Senate. And these are the same people who leaked out that this guy by the name of Ali Alexander had communications with Bo Brooks. And so I've scoured all my records to try to figure out who this guy is. And I have one text message from somebody. It's a number that my cell phone did not recognize, who said he was Ali Alexander. I don't know if he was or was not, but let's assume for the moment that he was. But then he said, hey, I met you back in 2010. I mean, that's a decade ago. Which tells you that we'd had zero communication between 2010 and December 16th of 2020. And then the two things of substance he said in the text were, I'm sorry I didn't invite you to some event that I didn't go to some prior weekend. And, oh, you might get a phone call from General Flynn, which, to the best of my knowledge, I never got. Okay? So they wanted, hey, there's communication between this guy and Mo Brooks. And so I disclosed what that communication is. And it has zero to do with the attack on the United States Capitol.
Well, I'll be honest with you, that almost feels like a setup somehow, too. just saying. Well, so Congressman, you're running for the U.S. Senate right now. I was reading this morning, and you know, sometimes I have to make myself do it, but I was reading an article on AL.com, and Jess Brown, who's a former political science professor, he actually believes that the allegations being made against you are helpful to you in your run for the U.S. Senate. You want to comment on that?
Well, they probably help with my name identification. They probably help with people understanding that I am the only candidate running for the United States Senate that actively fought voter fraud and election theft between November 3rd of 2020 and January 6th when we had the election contest. And it probably also helps underscore that Donald Trump and I are on the same team supporting the same MAGA agenda in a Republican primary. Donald Trump's voice carries significant weight.
Well, and I think it still does, and you have been endorsed by the former President Donald Trump. Well, so where do you see this January 6th commission going right now, the one that has your name and several other names out there trying to malign them in the public eye, but are they ever going to do anything in an official capacity where they reveal what it is they've come to, which we all think they've got their agenda set, and they're trying to get the facts to lead to their preconceived conclusions, but nonetheless, when are they going to do something that the public can look at, do you know?
They will probably do it sometime between now and the general election because this thing is motivated purely by partisan politics and in hopes of gaining some kind of election advantage. And I'm sure it will be one-sided. I'm sure it will be partisan. I'm sure it will have a lot of falsehood and deception in it. But it's going to be whatever it's going to be. I'm still mildly surprised after all this hoopla involving a really good rally speech that I gave at the Ellipse, a mile and a half away from the Capitol, by the way, different time, different location than the attack on the Capitol. I'm still mildly surprised that they have not asked me to be interviewed and they've not sought any information from me. That ought to indicate to a lot of people that maybe all these claims against Mo Brooks carry no merit. And I should add that the Democrats, they're great at using every tool in their toolbox to attack a Republican who's been effective against them. And so they have filed these ethics complaints against Mo Brooks with the Alabama Bar Association, with the House Ethics Committee. And you know how those 30-something complaints have all ended up? All have been dropped because they have, on the face of them, lacked merit. Now, the news media doesn't print that. AL.com prints the accusations because, of course, the people who are submitting these accusations do it for political reasons, which means they need to get publicity. But when they're all dismissed, all you hear is silence, crickets.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't fit the narrative. Well, listen, Congressman, you just made the statement that you gave that speech on the Ellipse on January 6th a year ago, and you called it a great speech. So I take that to mean no regrets. Is that correct?
None whatsoever. I hate it that the fake news media takes a snippet from one sentence and totally distorts it in order to deceive the public. And, of course, the Socialist Democrats, the RINOs, and perhaps even my political opponents will do the same. We'll find out to what degree they do that during this United States Senate race. But for emphasis, when I was talking about taking down names and kicking ass, I was talking about the 2022 and 2024 elections. You're taking down the names of the people who vote on this election fraud and voter theft different than what you would prefer. You take down their names, and then you beat them in the 2022 and 2024 elections. But the news media never, never publishes the two sentences together. Instead, they publish a segment of the second sentence, leaving out the context in which the second sentence was uttered.
Yeah, some of us would call that a lie. But, well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We got to go to a break, but we sure appreciate you calling in today. Your availability on this topic today is prescient and timely, and we certainly appreciate you and being on the show today. Have a great day, sir.
You too, Phil. Take care.
Take care. That was our Congressman Mo Brooks giving us his insights on what's happening with this January 6th commission and what happened that day on the Ellipse in Washington, a speech he gave that some want to allege means he was inciting insurrection, while he says, first of all, he has no regrets because all he was doing was saying, let's get at him and beat him in the next election. Yeah, it's amazing how they parse those words. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.